could have any man that you'd want, yeah. See-through sundress gets in your head. She can stop a clock dead. She knows how to flaunt it. Sometimes it's only just a smile, a wink, but it's always just enough to make me think. She's got a little thing for me, got a little chemistry, a little bit of white don't breathe. Pull the head trigger, now let her get bigger, man. It won't take much. If I fan this crush, might just be mixing fire with gasoline. Cause she's got a little thing for me. Oars on those jeans turns up the tease. You get weak in the knees. She knows she's got you. Kiss on my face, gives me a taste. I'll play that game. All she wants to. That girl is whiskey, man. I need a shot. She's a lot of everything a man could want. She's got a little thing for me. We've got a little chemistry. A little bit of why don't we? Crush might just be mixing fire with gasoline. Cause she's got a little thing, got a little thing for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She knows just what to do and does it well. She keeps making sure that got a little thing for me. We've got a little chemistry. A little bit of why don't we? Pull that trigger now, let it get bigger, man. It won't take much. If I fan this crush, might just be mixing fire with gasoline. Cause she's got a little thing, got a little thing for me.
I'm backstage of the Legends concert here in Nashville tonight, and Lee Greenwood, one of my favorite singers.
Thank you very much. This is the Wild Horse Saloon. This is really country. You get on 2nd Avenue in Nashville, Tennessee, you go to the George Jones Museum, the Spaghetti Factory, and then across, right across the street is where CMF Fest is going to be held at the stadium that the Titans play in.
What I like about this, we're radio, so you've just now painted a picture for our people, which is great.
Well, you know, pictures is all is what I do. I mean, that's I write lyrics for song. We paint pictures with lyrics. And so with many of the songs we've had over 32 albums, I've had so many songs come through my life and so many great pieces of music I've been able to sing live.
God Bless the USA, obviously a major hit for you, and it's obviously you're called to do every major political campaign and all that stuff.
Well, thank you for mentioning that. It's a song I write about my own country, and I'm from the foreign lands in California. I spent 20 years in Nevada, our adjoining state, which if you're familiar with Nevada, that's where all the casinos started. But now I'm in Tennessee, and I've been here over 35 years. I have a Tennessee bride and two Tennessee sons born in Nashville, Tennessee, and this landscape is exactly what God had in store for me. God Bless USA represents my feeling about the country, and you're right, I can't do a performance without it. However, tonight, I will.
I did hear, because I'm a great friend of Mark Mosley, and he played me a track of yours, which was sort of seemed to be, was it going to be a follow-up from God Bless the USA? I can't remember the title now.
Well, we've had a lot of patriotic songs that I've done, but there'll be no follow-up to God Bless the USA. We have an album I recorded in 1992 called American Patriot, and we've recorded all of the American songs that you probably have heard and know. God Bless America, America the Beautiful, the Battle Hymn of the Republic, This Land is Your Land, the National Anthem I even sing. And I do that occasionally on events. Actually, here at the CMA Fest on Sunday, I will sing the national anthem at the opening of the festivities.
Wonderful. Tell me about this children's book you've got.
This is pretty cool. The lyrics of my song describe the geography of our country, which is quite vast. It describes what it is to be a patriot of a country. And like any other country, England certainly, you know, has such pride in history. We, when we talk about who we are as Americans, sometimes it's hard to define because we are so different and across the board. But after the attack on America in 9/11, there was a new feeling of being together, having a unity. And I really embraced that with my song, USA. So we decided to release a children's book called Proud to Be an American that teaches kids in this country for the first time that patriotism is important and how to be a patriot before they even get into grammar school. So maybe the feeling of taking the flag down and not having God in our life will begin to melt away when they start reading our new book, Proud to Be an American.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Are you touring over here now? I saw somewhere you're doing, starting a new tour.
Yes, we'll do about 100 days this year. Actually, over the July 4th weekend, which is always a big weekend for us as a patriot. July 3rd, I'm with Fox and Friends in New York. And we'll do several songs on television, grab a private plane and fly to Biloxi down at the Gulf of Mexico and play at Harrah's Casino Great Lawn. The next night on July 4th, we'll celebrate the fireworks by being at the Villages, which is a rather large home development in the middle of Florida. And just down the street on July 5th, we'll be at SeaWorld with two shows as well. And then I go back to New York for book signings and our new book, Proud to Be an American.
My goodness, you're a busy life. Is there any new music coming?
We have a new album called I Want to Be in Your World. I wrote the title song and two others. There are seven songs in all. It's called a CD, EP CD, which is kind of hard for me because it used to be 10 songs and now it's reduced to seven. And for people who download off the internet, it's really only one song at a time. And I do that too. I'll have Sting on one, you know, and Jason Aldean on another. And we put them all in one track. So that's the way we do business now, I guess. But I'll be touring an awful lot and recording new as well. We have a new pop standard album I hope to release in Europe.
Good. Lee, it's been great talking to you. Can't wait to hear the new music.
We're going to have a lot of it tonight. Enjoy yourself at the Wild Horse.
I'm going to.
Thank you.
I couldn't imagine losing you through the feelings that we hid. If there is still a chance to hold on instead of letting go, then baby, it's not too late to let me know. And let me heal your wounded heart. Let them so bad we can't go back to the way we were back then. We can leave it in the past and make a brand new start. Let me be the one to heal your wounded heart. I know it's hard to forgive someone when you really believe they're wrong, and I've only got myself to blame, 'cause I waited way too long to simply give you my attention like I really knew I should. And I know I'd gladly give the world to see you if I could. And let me heal your wounded heart. Let the man